Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you to the grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh, wait.
That's what's up. Hey, what's going on?
Bud, what's going on, man? Some more, bud.
This damn shit, man, is going on, man. We got so much going today, man. Hey, I was talking to you and you was telling me about questions you might be getting. Look, we're going to do some of them questions today, man.
Okay.
I hope you have a few of them, so just let them take over.
I got a few of them. Okay. Let's start off with this one right here. Is the track a downgrade from an outcall service?
Well, nigga, you ain't asking me that. What you tell us? Man, these guys are something else. But go ahead, man.
But that's the question. So my answer is, hell no, the track ain't a downgrade. The track is an upgrade, because the way you turn a doggone broad out, the way you start off is the way you end up. You start out turning a broad out on some damn service, shit, when it's time for you to hit the road and really pimp on that bitch, motherfucker gonna have a problem. He probably ain't gonna even have no bitch no more. So,
go ahead. So
the answer is, hell no, the track ain't no doggone downgrade. The track is the grade.
Hey,
what you think?
See, the thing about these guys, which we gonna handle it, but what I'm saying is, see, these guys, they are so in tune with not being a pimp that they want to just make everything they can allow them to be a pimp, because they know that shit is the outcall and all that shit is escaping from the game. They know that, even though they're not in the game. But they would rather ask that kind of question so it can give them a feeling that they are actually trying to get in. Them niggas ain't hardly trying to get in the game. Say, the track is the game. Everybody
that's right.
Who do anything else is trying to get away from the game.
That's right, Bud. Exactly. So here's another question. But I'm just gonna read them off. Some of them is just okay. This question right here is what is the secret to controlling two hoes in the same household? Bud,
hey,
Hey,
the way you control two bitches in the same household is you do not choose one as a favorite. And you have three rooms. Your motherfucking room, and each one of them bitches got a room. Now, what I'm saying is, when you get ready to do whatever you're going to do, you can't be sneaking. What I'm saying, I don't want no motherfucking freaky bitches. So when I get ready to fuck one of them, I'm taking the bitch in my room, and the other one's going to be in her room or whatever, and I'm going to fuck the shit out of the bitch that's in my room, and then when I get up in the next morning, the bitch that I did fuck cooking my breakfast. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Then I'm sending them both out the door.
Hey, bud, see, that always worked for you. that always worked for my partner Penthouse. That always worked for a lot of pimps. But having more than one female in the same household, that shit it just never worked for me, man. So any nigga pimping, really pimping, controlling two bitches in the household, you know, shit. That's pimping right there, bud. So, you know, shit.
No, I disagree, nigga. You might not have them living together. Like, I didn't have them living together. Now, I did have, who was it? Denise and, no, Sandy and LaVonna. I had them living in the same house. But what I'm really saying is you, nigga, everything you did, the hoes was with each other. But this, whoever asked that question, they was like sneaky pimping. You know what I'm saying? They got to go get their hoe and do something with her and then go get another hoe. And do, he couldn't have their crew together. Now, you know, yeah. You didn't like having the bitches in the same house. That's what that was. But I'm saying you sure had them bitches all together whenever it was a party, whenever it was anything. Wasn't no goddamn favorite bitch for to go blah, blah, blah.
That's right. You're right
nigga,
about that,
but right. I was there with y'all, nigga. I know. hey, Tay, but when we get these answers, you got to be thinking like this, Tay. We can't cater to the bullshit of these motherfuckers. We gotta interpret what the fuck they really ask. They really are asking that question. But why are they asking a question like that is where we got to be at, man.
Hey,
Let's get another question.
Hey, bud, this question right here, this sounds like a SW, but it's also some pimping shit, too. How do you attract a female's eye when you walk into the room? What you got on that one, bud?
Hey, but wait. No, nigga. What you got on that one? I answered the last one first, but wait a minute. What I'm saying is, listen, man, these guys, a lot of them, they do not understand. Because what I'm saying is this, hey, have you ever, now be honest, man, have you ever thought of how do you attract a bitch's eye when you walk in the room?
No, I never thought about that, bud.
Listen, man, you don't supposed to think that shit. Because you know you fly as fuck. You know whatever right. The fuck you got on is going to attract the bitch. You know if she gets a skin, it's going to attract her. You shave, you clean, your teeth bright, anything you say out your mouth is going to be fly. Why the fuck would you be wondering what you need to attract the bitch? This is crazy shit to me, Tay. That's why they don't like talking to me, because I tell them the truth. Like, that's crazy. You don't even supposed to wonder that shit. That should make you have a wreck. Go ahead, Tay.
But then this question is, No,
don't go to another question. You got to answer the question.
I thought I did answer it. Okay, that's right. All right. When I walk into a room, bud, you really answered it. Because when I walk in the room, before I even walk in the room, I done made preparations. I know when I walk in the room, I know that all eyes going to be on me. Or if I feel like that, because I got so much confidence when I walk into a room, all I'm thinking about is how the fuck I look. Shit, because I know motherfuckers going to be looking. So, I don't know about, but that's my answer, bud. I don't know about the next motherfucker, but when I walk in, I know I'm
finna. Listen, man, I'm trying to help you while we on this, doing these shows, nigga. You got to be the instructor, see, because what these motherfuckers really don't understand is that you ain't weak, you ain't insecure, so you ain't about to wonder what the fuck you got to do or how you got to look for some bitch to come talk to you. You already know you did that. It is confidence, fellas. That's what it is. That's what you have to have. That's what you got to know. Because didn't you hear me say the same shit that Tay said? We already know the motherfuckers will be fucking with us. We ain't wondering. Shit. We know they fucking with us, Tay.
Yeah. That's right, bud.
Hey, Tay, so the answer to that question, to all you guys out there, is that you need to be more confident, then you wouldn't have those questions. My partner Tate been to lace you now. Go on, Tate.
So, Bud, I answered that question. We going on to the next question, right?
All right. All right, go ahead. Nigga, you call the shot. Go ahead.
Okay. What the hell is what this man? Some of these motherfuckers, man. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Go with it, Tay. We know it ain't.
Okay. What's the key? What's the key to keeping to having a relationship past 5 years? How about that one, bud?
Nigga, you get it. I had this in 20 years, nigga. So shit. Two, three of them.
To me, the secret to having a long-lasting relationship is remembering that whatever you use to catch her, you got to enhance that to keep her. You got to keep her life exciting, just like you did when you caught her. You got to continue to keep a smile on her face, because that's what you did when you caught her and you locked her. So you got to continue to do the same thing, only enhance that shit. Make that shit three times better. Then, that what I'm really saying is the key to keeping a long-lasting relationship is keeping stars in that bitch's eyes from your actions. Okay, bud, what you got, man?
Tay.
What?
What I'm saying, Sandy, Lana, Nita, all them motherfuckers, Sheila, them bitches, none of them was under 10 years. But don't stop dating.
That's
always
right.
Always have that motherfucking dating mentality when you fucking with any bitch, especially one you didn't have a long time. You know, hey, you got to have a variety of things that you do. Hey, that's why you might want to make some tools, baby. You can get my tools. These tools is what to do with a woman you didn't have. You know, your significant other. What to do with your girlfriend. Now, I ain't talking about how to talk slick shit. I'm talking about things to do, inexpensive things that you can do at your apartment or your house with your broad that's going to keep her excited. I got about 40 things, different things, and you could do one or two of those things a week. That bitch promise. What I'm saying, what to do to keep that shit after 5 years going, never stop dating. You know what I'm saying, Tay?
Yeah, bud. So what I'm saying is, I know you had told me that you had some what you call them, talker toys? That's what you said.
There's some buffer toys. Huh?
What you said? You said that your tools, you had a tool on what you saying about different games to
man,
help.
Man, come on, man. You know I talk to my friend. I don't know what you really asking, man. Wait, we got a question though, okay? Hold on. 630, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
Ain't nothing happening.
What up, man?
What's going on, man? All right, y'all. I hear both of y'all macking, man. I just wanted to join in. I had a question.
Come on.
But look, man, I just broke up with my girl and shit. And, you know, she was a real one, and I was really feeling her. And I kind of wanted to make things right with her. But at the same time, I'm feeling like, you know, fuck it. You know, fuck the bitch and just keep
hey,
going.
Hey, hold up, bro. I don't know if you've been fucking with me, but, you know, when people say shit like that, you know, I know it's another side to the story. So I start guessing. And I'm going to take a guess that you fucked up. Right or wrong?
Yeah, sure. For sure.
Was that you to say yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, check this out. What did you do? Cheat on the bitch? Lie to the bitch? What?
Both.
So, listen to me, brother. Just check me out and be honest like you being. Because that's three strikes already.
Man, tell me.
You know, you motherfuckers don't think until it's too late. That's reacting. You have to be proactive. And that means you have to be thinking all the time, whatever you was doing, when you was doing it. Hey, I just got through telling you today about two bitches living in the same building that I'm fucking right. Over them motherfuckers.
That's right.
I'm just saying, man. You got to be sharp, man. You can't let nothing catch up with you. It's too late then. You got to be the motherfucker that's, you know, you got plans, man. You know, the bitch live in the same building. They don't live in my building, but they live in the same building. So I done told Volker to come to my house if you want to without calling. I'm going to just leave you out there like you some mail. Now, that's not because I'm chicken shit. That's putting a stop to them motherfuckers coming when I got another bitch over here.
Right.
Thinking ahead, brother. You got to think ahead so that you can do whatever the hell you want to do. Now, back to your question, bro. And keeping in mind all the things you've done wrong that you didn't tell me about. We only talk about the first three questions, which you was wrong. But you say you were saying you kind of wanted to get back with the bitch, but then again, you're saying fuck her. Let's investigate that, bro. Why are you saying fuck her?
I'm saying that because, you know, I'm not going to sweat on myself. I'm a handsome young man, and I really feel like I could be with other women, you know, multiple women at a time. And but I'm saying I want to get back with her.
Listen. If you feel you need more women than one, and let's say you thought for whatever reason you saying fuck this broad that was your girlfriend, and you thinking all this stuff, why the fuck would you even be curious enough to even ask me and Tay about how to do? You didn't really ask, but it was going to be something about what to do. What would we do? What we would do is get with other bitches. You can't win today's ballgame with yesterday's score. Because what I'm saying is this. You lied to the bitch. You fucked another bitch. She'll never forgive you for that. You will be fucking living in hell. Where are you going? How long are you going to be there? Whose number is there? I mean, why would you want to go through that shit? Now, of course, it would be different if you didn't do none of that bullshit and that bitch was like that. But come on, 2 and 2 is 4. You did what you did, that whatever caused the problem. Now fuck it and be gone on. Tell you what you got on that.
Well, bud, I believe that the caller, what you what you trying to what you asking, bud? How can you repair it? Is that what you asking, bud?
Well,
he didn't really.
Where you go, ask, bro?
Basically, what Tay just said. You know, how could I repair it? You know, and basically, what I just got off of yours. You know, I'm just thinking like, you know, fuck
before you start telling them how to repair it, let me say this about pigeon holes. See, this is why pigeon holes don't have this kind of problem because sex of deal breaker is not proper. What I'm saying is this. Pimps know every one of them guys getting. Hoes know that the pimp got more than one hoe, he fucking the shit out of some other bitches. The sex bullshit is taken out as long as it's proper. Both of us get paid. I'm getting paid by the bitches I'm fucking. The bitch is getting paid by the motherfuckers they fucking. But I'm saying that takes sex to bitches because the only time a bitch is having sex, the only time I'm having sex, is when the fucking the bitch is paying me. And see, the bitch knows the only time she having sex is when she fucking with a motherfucker she paying. It takes the cheating shit out of it. Unless you one of these today niggas and you want to be a chippy motherfucker. Go fuck some bitch that ain't paying you. You know, all you motherfuckers do that. Hey, bro, you didn't say you was had no hoes, but is you talking about some pimp shit or what?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying, Tay?
What? You talking about some pimp shit?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what you just admitted to, man?
Yeah.
What?
Square shit.
No, you admitted to the worst fucking thing you can do in the game. How's that bitch ever gonna trust you when you going around giving your dick away? What would you think of that hoe when some two motherfuckers told you, man, that bitch giving pussy away? What would you think of her, man?
Not much.
What the fuck do you think she think of you then, man? I know.
Hey, man.
Hey, before you talk. Silence is golden, especially when the game shut motherfucker up. Take over. I'm sorry.
No, but I just wanted to ask him, hey caller, so you telling me that a hoe caught you chipping with a square? That ain't what you is that what you saying?
No. This is my girl.
Oh, this is your girl.
Wait, please. See, we might not even be talking about the same thing. Nigga, you a pimp or not?
Yeah, I hear you breaking up.
Are you a pimp or not?
No, I'm not no pimp. I'm an average Joe nigga.
Okay, Tay, and brother, listen to Tay. See, that's what I'm saying. You got to listen to these words. These fools be using words, and you using it for what you're talking about, and they say yeah to it, but they ain't even talking about what you're talking about, because motherfucker, right. You can't have no goddamn hoe, unless you a pimp. You can't be talking no pimp shit, unless you a pimp. So get this bullshit out. Words are important. Words let people know where you coming from. And you want the right information. And, excuse all this yelling I'm doing, bro. You know, I just get excited. You know, I ain't mad. That. This game excites me, man. Hey, you know that, nigga. But yeah. What I'm saying, bro, is you totally going against the grain. You ain't even using the correct words to get people. Listen, Ted got answers for you on the square tip or the pimp tip. I got answers for you. But because we was pimps don't mean everything we talk about to be pimping. And what I'm saying, this is a show about pimp shit. But that question you asked was so square, that's what made me ask. This is the pimp shit, right? But it's not, Tay. Tay, this is not. This is not pimp shit. So whatever you was going to say over pimping, you can't, because a square motherfucker can fuck who the fuck he want to fuck.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Tay. No, but what I was gonna say is, as far as is getting some help, and you talking about you coming from the square side and not the pimp side, I would have to know the circumstances surrounding it. I mean, how'd you get caught? What'd she do? Go through your phone or walk in on you? You know what I'm saying?
Going through my phone. That's actually how she called me. You know, text messages and shit.
Check this out. For you fucking idiots out there that don't know, ain't fucking going nowhere on your goddamn phone unless you erase it. I do that shit, text a bitch, and say blah, blah, blah. But as soon as I said it, I delete it. Ain't no motherfucker going through my phone, but I don't give a fuck. I'm deleting the shit anyway. The bitch sent me some kind of text, whatever it's saying, I'm going to read it. I might save it a minute and read it again, but that shit getting deleted before I forget it's there. I don't save none of that shit. Why are you saving that shit, bro? Why did you save it?
I wouldn't save it. It would just be, you know, random, you know, women text me. And
they have to
be
saved. See, Tate, you got to listen to this because you're hearing how they just lie themselves and don't realize it. How the fuck can the goddamn text be there for the bitch to see if you didn't save it? I don't mean hit save. I'm saying once it's sent, you read it, you should delete it. But if you don't delete it, and you didn't even hit the thing to say save, the motherfucker is still safe. So if the bitch pick up your phone and start looking at your shit, shit, why take that chance? I don't even got a bitch that can do shit like that. Then I see me on my P's and Q's. What's up with that?
Well, bud, you know, this new wave that's going, this new wave nowadays, bud, is all this technical shit that get these niggas caught. And I agree with you, bud. If you trying to be slick, you still got to plan shit. You got to plan to be slick. You got to plan to be a motherfucking cheater. Because you got to cover all your bases before you even go fucking around. That's why most of you niggas be getting caught. Man, y'all don't cover your ass, man, before you go doing something wrong with a nosy bitch. Because they all nosy.
And you know why they don't cover their ass? Because they scared. Think. We weren't. Tay, we, a motherfucking movie called, and both of us know this act. We blow it, okay, we drunk. 2 hours later, oh, yeah, that's out of that. Man, we ain't scared. I ain't talking about none of them. I'm saying is, simply because both of us couldn't answer it, it didn't leave either one of our minds. Even though we doing whatever the fuck we do. Because it wasn't me to say the answer all the time. This nigga would think who it was too. Maybe more actors than I did. But what I'm saying is you guys do not think. You don't want to think. You want everything to be given to you in perfect order, in perfect form, so all you got to do is duplicate it. And that's not how it goes. That's just not how it goes, Tay.
Bud, so can you help him out, Bud? He want to know how can he get back in with the bitch, Bud? What he got to do? What he got to
do? I already gave him. They call the CEO. Answer. What is it?
Fuck it and just move on. Start fucking with other
you
bitches.
Motherfucking right. Fuck the bitch. You know what you do, bro? Listen to me. You move on and keep rolling. The bitch is going to get back at you. She going to get back at you and she going to think that she going to be, if you had a serious relationship, you was cool with baby and blah, 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 she went haywire on this. You just be cool. And let's say 2 months go by and baby ain't thought of nothing. Some reason, which nothing, you could text her in and say, just thinking about you. don't say shit else. I'm telling you what happened. Because I know bitches. I know bitches. Be with me. I say, baby, you know, 2871. Because I've been with 2870 times.
That's backwards, man.
We laughing at the shit we're talking about. The shit we're talking about is funny because people don't see this shit. It is clearly right in your face.
No, I definitely see it, man.
Hey, wait. Speak up. I can't hear you.
I said, I definitely see it. That's why I'm laughing with y'all, because I saw it from the beginning.
No. You see it now. You didn't see it when it was going on. Hey, silence, Tay. Hey, see, this is why some people like me, and some people fucking hate me. Go ahead, Tay.
Hey, caller, I just need to ask you, man. So, why? Okay, so
hey, are
messing
you with, or what, man?
What happened to the three bros, man, that you was messing with?
Nigga, I ain't even hearing your questions. I just heard three bros you was messing with.
I ain't hearing it either. It was breaking up.
Oh, I'm saying, so now you in a one woman relationship. Right?
Right.
So, okay, so leave it. So you splitting up with her, so that made you say, oh, no, I ain't fuck with no other bitches. I'm just going to be a one-woman's man. So the bitch didn't tank. That didn't tame you, did it, man, that one little relationship that went bad, man. That shit didn't tame you, because the bitch ain't never supposed to tame a nigga's spirit, man. You understand what I'm saying? A nigga's supposed to always be fucking with more than...
Take one of these... you motherfuckers. I don't believe shit a motherfucker said. Because you know what I want to know? Did when you break up with your girlfriend, did that make you break up with them three or four bitches you was fucking with too? Because if that's the case, you should be fucking with five now. The one you fucking with and them three or four you was talking about. What's up with that?
Nah, actually, I had cut them off while I was in the relationship because of how some situations was going with me and my girl.
All right, man. I ain't going to be too deep into that, so I'm going to just let Tay handle it from here. But I'm telling you, man, fuck all them bitches, man. You need to have five or six goddamn girlfriends on your speed dial that you can call. As soon as a bitch say something stupid to you, you tell that bitch, you know, baby, you know, hold on for a second. And call one of them other bitches. I said, I'm going to get this broad out of here, baby. Do you think you want to come over?
Say, man, Bud talking that shit because, you know, Bud fuck with three. Bud might come over three or four bitches, you know, in a doggone week, man, because Bud be moving around. Bud so cold, Bud got the same two bitches that stay in the same apartment complex, man. So... You know what I'm saying? So,
hey man,
you know,
that's why I call, man. Two of the coldest motherfuckers.
But
it ain't my fault. It ended up being that way. I didn't catch them in the same apartment. You know, they was living miles apart. But then some
right.
kind of way they ended up in the same apartment building. And I didn't even know it until, you know, they kind of told me. Shit. I ain't getting a fuck. Because you know what would happen if they do run into me with a little bitch? She at the door, I would say, bitch, I told you not to come over here. I'm busy. Close the door. I would say that. And they know I would say it. They don't want that shit. That's embarrassing to them. All right, we going to go on with another one, Tay. We ain't going to spend our whole day with 630. 630, you was cool though with me. Go ahead.
Yeah, this next question. How do you remain focused on what you're trying to accomplish when you get a setback? What you got on that, bud?
Well, a setback can be you going to the goddamn pen, Tay. All right, you done went to the pen. What the fuck you do when you come out, man?
Shit, when you come out, you twice as hungry. You got to cut. You got to come out
ground. You ain't really got to explain it. But what I'm saying, these questions are knucklehead questions. There's no, you don't need to ask how do you stay focused on being hungry? Or how do you stay focused on you want to make this move? If you say to yourself, you've been set back, whatever, and now you just got a grip on shit, and you said, yeah, so I'm going to make this move so I can do woo, woo, woo. But being able to do that is a month or two away. If you're not serious as far as what you said, you might need to some kind of way help you be focused. But hey, think of this, nigga. You just got out the pen. And the bitch been paying you about 3 weeks, showing you she going to be paying you some years. At least you can see that. What the fuck are you thinking about now? The first thing.
First thing I'm thinking about with, oh, repeat that, bud. Your mic kind of fucking up. Repeat
my
it.
Mic ain't fucking up. Or maybe, I don't know. When I ain't talking to you, I can't hear you. But listen, what I'm saying is the bitch paying you, you going to say to yourself, because the whole 3 weeks, you going to be buying some clothes and buying this, that, and the other. But at one point, you're going to say, man, I got to get the car. And you ain't finna go spend your money on no 8 or 9 year old car. So you're going to have to stack some money. So, Tate, my question is, when would your focus be off stacking that money to get that car?
Shit. My focus on stacking the money to get that car, shit, I'd have been thinking about that from day one, the first day I'm selling her. Shit, I'd have been thinking about that. That'd have been my first thought. You know,
what I'm
shit.
Saying, what I'm saying is,
I'm going to make sure
my
position.
No, Tay, listen. I'm talking to these guys. What I'm saying is, you don't need to ask that question if you're serious. Because Tay said it in a roundabout way. He said the same thing I'm saying. He ain't never taking his mind off of getting that car until he get it. When he get it, he going to take his mind off of getting the car. But why he ain't took his mind off of what he doing, getting the car is all a part of pimping. So he put that car in his back pocket. Now his mind on whatever else he's going to do next. And it's going to be bigger than the car. Because the car, it might have needed $5,000 down on the car. Nigga say $5,000 from zero. So he said, damn, I can do that shit. Now this nigga thinking about, I want to buy this motherfucking medallion. Medallion costs $9,000. Shit, he ain't tripping. He got $0. But he wanted. Then he's sending the bitch. Send the bitch. It's a bitch to the case tonight. Oh, man. I ain't got no money to bust this car. Man, what'd he do? He got pimp friends. He called the nigga. I need food. Man, all right. The next thing you know, the nigga still going got $10 over getting the bitch out. Still sending the bitch. Word about a case. Word about all the shit he done just did. Then what's going to happen? He's going to get paid. And he's going to be able to handle all that shit. And within a few days or weeks, he's going to be able to get that medallion. Hey, well, that's how I explain it.
That's just how I go. Hey, bud, I never will forget. One night, I'm over on the west side in L.A. I'm at the phone booth making the call. That's when everybody was carrying those little bags, those little pouches, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Bud, I got $3,800 in the pouch. So I'm in the phone booth. I'm in the Auburn, bud. Bud, I look up. I see five niggas, man, coming towards me. I get out the motherfucking phone booth, go get in my car. I'm about to take off. I forget the motherfucking money. But by this time, bud, them niggas is at the phone booth, man. They done grabbed the bag. I'm still sitting in here wanting to run over them motherfuckers, bud. But I just chalked it up to the pimping and went back to them bitches and told them bitches what had happened. And I said, I want my motherfucking $3,800 back before you three bitches leave this motherfucking track.
Nah.
But I got $4,800, nigga.
And that's how it goes. So what we've both been saying throughout this entire show is that if you don't have the confidence to really think you should have the shit, you're just talking shit. You ain't gonna get the shit because you saying you want it. You gonna get the shit because you really do want it, but you know you finna go get it. And as long as you gonna go get it, you can have whatever you want. But when you talk about wanting, see, that means you just hope somebody come give you something. Tell you, I was sitting in a casino, maybe a week ago, and I was like, losing. And then this dyke bitch, she walked by, I spoke to her. The bitch, about 10 minutes later, she walked back. I guess she was coming to meet and gave me a ticket. I said, what's this? She said, oh, shit, I'm too gambling, and we finna go. But she said, ain't no thing, just keep. Well, I'm saying.
So the dyke bitch?
Huh?
You said the dyke bitch did that?
Yeah, the dyke bitch did that. And what I'm saying is, I didn't really understand why she did it, but when I got to thinking about it, she had walked by me one time, and I seen she had her hair all cut like a dude. You know, I was in this casino, and she probably was a trucker. So I didn't really say nothing to her. Then I sat there sitting with this bitch, and she looked over and seen me seeing her, and I still didn't say nothing to her. But then when the bitch walked by, and I did say, hey, what's up? She said, what's happening? I think that made her think, oh, that old nigga cool. I'm going to give him my ticket. But I'm saying, man, shit be happening, man. And all you guys, this stuff that I'm talking about, it could be off the wall to you. But it's got one common thread. We don't let shit happen without thinking about it. It'll take us long, maybe some seconds. But we think about shit. And we decide what to do on every shit. Every whatever it is. Shit just don't happen with us. We make decisions on what to do. I'm going to go do this. Woo-woo. Then we go do it. Now, on the way to do it, you might see some blah, 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 and end up doing that. But nobody really cared. Tay, get the door right quick, man. Not get the door right quick.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Hey, so check this out, audience. What I want y'all to realize is that, man, if you want to know the best way to have a bitch, man, just show some confidence, man. When you walk into the room, when you walk into any room, you walk into a bar, you walk into a club, you walk into a restaurant, and you had a bitch, when you walk through that door, you walk through that door with confidence. You're already sharp. You're already prepared for the bitch. You staying ready, so you ain't got to get ready. So you staying ready for the bitch. You done practice your spiel in the mirror. You done practice 4 or 5 spiels. So you know when that bitch pop up, if you already put yourself in position, you the same. Because you know your spiel.
Hey, Tay. You got to take over for a while.
Yeah. So you show that bitch your arrogance. I'm talking about when you walk into the room. When you walk into the room, you're sharp. You already know that people are going to be looking at you. You already know that because you didn't plan this. This is what you're expecting. To get noticed, you got to get attention. To get attention, you got to be dressed different. To get attention, you got to carry yourself with that arrogance. Like you don't give a fuck. Like you know that you're the flyest motherfucker in the room. And when you walk through that door, them bitches going to see that. Everybody in the room going to see that. So your job is you got to be trying to see who's seeing you. You got to scan the room in a matter of seconds. And you got to, if you scan that room and you scan that room right, you're going to catch a couple of bitches looking your way. But you got to be able to see it. You've been waiting on this action. You've been waiting to get this action. So now, and you've been prepared for this action. Now you get the action. You got to act on it. I'm talking about quick. see a bitch looking, move on her. Walk over there to the bitch. Ask her, do she drink? Catch her, can you buy a drink? You cannot be afraid to open your mouth and speak to a bitch. I know y'all know that old saying, closed mouth can't eat. Well, that's exactly what they mean. If you don't open your mouth and ask for it, you ain't going to get it. You've been waiting on a bitch. You've been asking for a bitch. Some of you motherfuckers have even been praying for a bitch. Okay, bitch right there in front of you. Now you done clammed up. You done lost your motherfucking balls. Before you have any bitch, before you do anything, you got to be a motherfucking man first. It's all about you, scary-ass motherfucker. You want the bitch, speak up. Let the bitch know you want her. Fuck that shit. You've been asking for a bitch. You've been waiting on a bitch. Now here she is. Now what? If you ain't practice your spiel, if you ain't practice what to say to a bitch, you ain't going to get past hello. Because you can't just say hello. You got to say hello with some other shit. And if the bitch say hello back to you with a smile, then you know you got to get action. But you got to know what you're going to come back with, because you got a 30-second window. You got to answer this bitch and answer her quick, with no hesitation, with no air in between your conversation. You got to let this bitch know that you want her motherfucking ass. And that's going to come by your conversation. That's going to come by your delivery to this bitch. So if you...
Hey, I've been gone, but I came back to some fire, man. Goddamn. Y'all was kicking. Go ahead.
Say, bud. Hey, bud. I'm just letting them know. Shit, if you want a bitch, man, you better act like you want a bitch. Motherfuckers be broke up with one bitch. Or fucking with this with two bitches, neither one of them know if they really like you, but they just like hanging out with you. So you can't decide which bitch is what, and you ain't got enough nuts to pick the bitch you really want, because you scared to lose the other bitch. It takes man to man to have the bitch, huh, bud?
What did you tell them to do? I came in at the end. You know, I just heard that fire at the end. What was you telling them to do?
I told them when they walk in the room, bar, restaurant, wherever it is, they've been waiting for a bitch. They've been practicing their spell on the bitch. They've been practicing what they're going to say to the bitch. Okay, you walk in the room, you scan the room right quick because you're so sharp, you're so fly, you know somebody watching you. So you scan the room to see who's watching you. But you got to do it quick. You got to be on your job. You got to see who's looking at you. You got to do that shit quick. Then once you see it, then you got to go move on it. But when you go move on it, you got to be three steps ahead of the bitch. You got to imagine what she going to say and what you going to come back with and what she going to come back and then what you going to come back with.
Hey, check this out. Everybody, I got some inspectors in my house. And them motherfuckers is hearing this shit. So I got to go let them out right now. But y'all keep on kicking it, hey, because I told them I got a radio show. I can't stop it. We just want to take with us. I ain't scared. I ain't scared, man.
Okay, so check this out. So once y'all get the attention of the bitch, man, I'm just going to give you a little quick game right quick. Once you get the attention of the bitch, then you move over there to her. And whatever you do, do not ask that bitch what the fuck she is. Do not come with that dumbass motherfucking bitch. That's the weakest shit in the world. Because me, I walk up to a bitch, and I'm going to say, hello, how you doing? My name is Kay. What's your name? If the bitch say, oh, I'm not interested, or the bitch say, oh, I'm married, or the bitch say anything, or turn her head, the bitch give me any kind of indication that she don't want to fuck with me, I'm just going to gladly move on to that next bitch who caught watching. Now, I told you that when you walk in the room, you scan the room. You're going to catch more than one bitch looking at you because you dress. You prepare for that. You know you're going to catch more than one bitch eye. If you only catch one bitch eye, your shit weak. Shit, you better catch several bitches' eyes in the room. So that bitch didn't want to fuck with you, so you move on to that next bitch. but you got to do it in a smooth way. First of all, me, when I walk into a spot and I'm trying to get some attention, I'm going to position myself where I can see everybody and where everybody can see me. That way, you're going to be able to see your action when you get it. I'm telling you, you won't. You've been waiting on the action, but you got to watch when you get it. Some motherfuckers walk in a club, restaurant, a bar, a concert. They walk in there with blinders on. They just talking about what they want, but they don't really want it. Oh, I would love to have a relationship with a bitch. I love to knock a bitch I can charge. Well, how you going to do that, motherfucker, if you ain't got no conversation to catch the bitch? God dang. Shit. I know you probably got, the bitch got champagne taste, but you got Thunderbird money. So that means that you got to depend on your conversation to catch this bitch. Bitch don't care about you ain't no motherfucking millionaire, or your money don't match hers. The bitch don't know about none of that when you meet her. All that bitch know will come out your mouth. So you got to know what to say to the bitch. You got to say something to this female that the average motherfucker don't say. That's how you gonna catch that bitch.
If you say something, that's the average motherfucker, not the average motherfucker, but the motherfucker might say, you got to say it strong. That's why I got to be real serious. Can't be playing. Tay, I came in on the tail of that too, man. Tay, when I got up and opened the door, they was at the door. They came in the room and he was come out. And if you get at a bitch, whatever you say to that bitch, they heard all that shit. Go on, though. Go ahead with it, man. You handle it, man.
Yeah. So, back to what I was saying, that motherfucking bug threw me off. But back to what I was saying, when you see your action, you got to move on your action. Because one of the questions that I got in my comment section was, how do you attract a bitch's attention when you're in the club? That was one of the questions. So, and I think that I explained that all that starts when you walk in the club. You walk in that motherfucker like you God's gift to motherfucking women. That's how you walk in that club. With your head held high, and you got to put that motherfucking pep in your step. That giddy up in your slip, in your hip.
That actually starts before you walk in the club, nigga. That starts when you looking in the mirror deciding what the fuck to put on.
Yeah.
Because once we put the shit on, hey, once we put whatever we putting on, and start walking out the door, we already know whatever club we going to, we going to catch. We don't be wondering about catching. We be wondering about where we going to go to catch.
That's right.
I'm just saying, man, these guys, they think about it wrong because they think they got to do these things instead of becoming these things. You got to become these things. And when these things are really you, you don't have to ask none of these questions. Because wherever the fuck you go, you're going to command attention. Wherever the fuck you go, you're going to be on the spotlight going to be on you. Tay, tell me this, nigga. How many motherfuckers got to be in there for the spotlight to be on you?
Shit. Ain't got to be no motherfuckers in there.
That's why I was laughing, nigga. Hey, that's why I was mad, because I knew you was going to say that, nigga. It ain't got to be damn motherfucker, but the goddamn bartender and that motherfucker could be in the bathroom, and the goddamn spotlight still going to be on us. That's how we are. Hey, I'm trying to tell you guys, no matter how much shit we talk, what we telling you is important. We ain't got to tell it to you come see the cat. But goddamn it, you motherfuckers need to know. If you ain't thinking it, you ain't going to do it. This motherfucker think it and do it. He don't think it and do it because that's a saying for my school. He think it and do it because that's what he do. Nigga that said something fucked up, and he could tell he said something fucked up, he's finna change it up right now. He ain't finna leave and blow the whole data or whatever the fuck. Say, you told me you throw it up, doesn't know. No ocean going. This nigga get on the ocean with a bitch trying to show off. Hey, that's brother Nate, nigga.
Hey, bud, that's just like, nigga, that's why I don't even ride no motherfucking roller coaster. Bud, nigga, you don't remember when we went to the Magic Mountain or somewhere and I had that bitch Sam. We get on the roller coaster, bud, I'm already scared as fuck, but the bitch didn't talk me into getting on the roller coaster. I get on the roller coaster, bud, that motherfucker go to dipping and up and down, and bud, the bitch got so scared, got to screaming, grabbed my arm, dug her nails into my skin, drew blood. Bud, the bitch made me so scared, my watch stopped, bud.
Nigga, you are one crazy motherfucker. Your wife just stopped, nigga. Hey, but for real, you guys, another thing you should know. This life, not necessarily pimping. I'm talking when you have time for it and you're doing whatever the hell you do. Your life becomes more good. All you got to do is find somebody like you and just start talking. You're going to have hilarious conversation because, you know, the way you look at it ain't shit. So you tell it like it ain't shit. And then whoever listening to it, hearing it like it ain't shit, start cracking up. Because it ain't shit. But people trip on this shit. That's how our conversation, we talk about all kinds of shit. But our conversations only get heavy when we talk about one of our partners dead or something. Okay?
Yeah. Hey, bud. Check this out right here. One thing that I remember when the motherfucker was telling me, you know, teaching me how to get at a bitch when I was a kid, motherfucker told me the first thing that you got to do, this how Squay said it. If you get the way to get, you get the first base with a female is make her smile. And then I say, this is my uncle, Squay motherfucker. But it shit made sense. And I say, well, how you get to second base? He said, you get to second base by having a conversation, by by saying something to make her smile. And then I say, well, how you get to third base? He said, you get to third base when the bitch let you hold her hand. You know what I'm saying? And as he say, because once you hold her hand, she gonna let you slide in the home, you know. Say, but it makes sense. You know what
come
I'm saying?
Nigga, come on, some more questions.
Okay, this question is, in your opinion, why is a pimp so hated in society?
Huh?
In your opinion, why is the pimp so hated in society compared to the other parts of the game?
Hey, drug dealers,
dope dealers, ballers, rappers.
Hey, let me answer that. Hey, you guys, you ain't gonna believe this. It's gonna be a minute or two. This stems from racism. No other man, no other race of men pimps. Now, they all do sex trafficking or whatever they call it. You get a German, an Italian, a Jap, a Chinaman, they treat bitches like blah, 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 you know, and put them on drugs and all that shit. but they can't go out their country and talk to a bitch and get treated the way they get treated in their country because of where they at. See, that nigga can go to any fucking country and catch a bitch and talk that bitch into selling her body. He ain't gonna put her on no drugs. He ain't gonna motherfucking put her in a house with got a chain to a wall. He ain't gonna do none of that shit. But the pimp, which has always been black, he's associated with all that shit now because this is a way to get him. But if you really look at this, the reason he's hated is because the pimp nigga was the first nigga. There were lawyers, there were doctors back in these days, black lawyers, black doctors, but they hid their wealth, they hid they was very unassuming. Niggas, pimp niggas, was the first motherfuckers to tell Picklewoods, fuck you, I'm coming in the front door. And you can prove that by looking at the Cotton Club. Lawrence Fishburne, Bumpy, all Harlem, the Cotton Club was in Harlem. Niggas had, everybody black had to go in the back door. Once Bumpy started getting money, Bumpy said, I ain't going in the motherfucking back door. The community didn't even want to let him go in. They're going to kill me. And he said, they're going to have to kill me. See, Bumpy had started pimping. Bumpy, he would, what's his name? Not Joe Louis, but Jack Johnson, them motherfuckers. When they came to town, they were celebrities, and all the little kids would follow their wagons, and, you know, they was black. People looked up to him. How many motherfuckers is Jack Johnson? No, he was just that one nigga. Pimps started riding around in the community because pimps back in the day bought exclusive wagons, and when they started buying cars, they bought nice cars. But when they drove through the neighborhood, the kids would follow them like they was those big stars. In holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, them niggas would give off turkeys and hams and all that shit. They became celebrities to the ghetto. Otherwise, that's why the ghetto motherfuckers love pimps, because pimps was the first motherfucker to show them that they can do what white people do. And that's exactly why pimps are so hated by white people, because them niggas then show a whole bunch of more niggas that they could be like us. That's why they made up all the bullshit. Look at Gunsmoke, Maverick, Bonanza, any of that shit. You will see white bitches in the saloon with the sheriff, the motherfucking governor, the mayor, everybody in there gambling like a motherfucker. And in the back, you see the bitches going upstairs with the patrons that won. They hoeing. If the shit was illegal, why the motherfucking sheriff, the governor in there ain't saying shit? Hey, when the slaves got freed, and then them white bitches that was in that dip schools, they start wanting to fuck with them niggas. And then they start getting them niggas. Look, I don't give a fuck about you not having no money. I got some money. Woo. And the niggas start buying these, you know, they ain't going to go buy no white boy shit. They going to buy some colors. Them niggas from Africa. They ain't buying no goddamn draft black ass shit. They buying some red, right, blue, you know, and then getting some suits made. And then motherfuckers saying, look at them clowns. Them niggas, why? Because all motherfuckers come to town in them days with colors is clowns and hoes. So my point is, why is niggas so hated? Because niggas that's pimping was the first motherfuckers to show, fuck you, Picklewood. Period. All them doctors, all them lawyers, they was sneaking around trying to help people. Niggas, like, look at the Cotton Club and see. Tay?
Yeah. Yeah. The Cotton Club really showed it. What happened was that I think Bumpy Johnson was the first nigga to go in, to that they let come in through the back door. I think he was the first nigga.
No. Bumpy was the first nigga to walk in the front door.
Oh, okay.
That big neck motherfucking guard told him, bouncer, man, you can't come in here. Bunch told him why. Then he said, he's like, you know, he wanted to say, I'm black. And he said, Bumpy said, because I got money. And motherfucking Bumpy went to use the bathroom, and the entertainers, which was all black, saw the white boy and some other motherfuckers follow Bumpy into the bathroom. Then all them niggas followed them white boys into the bathroom. And then when the white boy tried to tell Bumpy blah, 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 and he started to get ready to pull his gun out, them niggas made some noise, and Bumpy had already told him, I ain't coming in the bathroom. And he put that big old peckerwood head in the toilet. And he motherfucker, ain't no nigga coming in the back door no more.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, all the niggas outside, they had heard some shit was going on. Little Bumpy dead, Bumpy dead. And then at the end of the night, if you remember, when Bumpy came out the front door, them niggas started dancing and pooping and how they was very, very proud that a nigga went in the front door in the Cotton Club in Harlem.
Hey, bud, plus, I know that the motherfucking pimp posed such a threat to the white man because they know that this suave motherfucker might have my daughter. He might turn my daughter out. He might have my wife. And that scares
me. Those were the original white people back in the 1800s, because the motherfuckers, when they got 1900 and all, them motherfuckers' daughters had already been had. Them niggas had them white bitches, nigga. There's different. It was too late. At first, they said, this motherfucker could think he could talk to my daughter. Let me tell y'all something else, fellas. Why it's good to speak to OG. None of y'all know where the host role come from. You don't know how it got started, but I do. You got them saloons. You got them white bitches in the saloon. And the white bitches is getting money. Then suddenly slaves are free. And them white bitches, damn, look at that Mandingo motherfucker. The motherfucker started. The nigga scared to talk to the bitch. But the bitch go over there convincing that she okay to talk to. And all she wanted to do was ride that pussy. He do it. Now, after a while, she been giving him this, you know, money, because she don't give a fuck about money. And she just making it to where he can bust her pussy out. After a while, a bunch of bitches is doing that. And then the people that run the saloon find out. And they tell them white bitches, you can't work here no more. You can't fucking work here covertin' with those goddamn niggas. Hey, Tay, so what happened? Them niggas then got used to getting this little money these bitches giving them. Them niggas say. And then they say, well, I can't go get no money. They won't let me work in there. And the niggas say, well, look, you motherfucker. You go stand right out there on one block down from the goddamn saloon. And
that's right.
To go stand a block on the other side of the saloon. And shortstop them motherfuckers. That's how the stroll developed.
That's right.
Hey, Tay, even if it ain't true, you can see that shit, huh?
Yeah, for sure. The difference between a Mac and a pimp.
Say, Mac, player, all that are all words, are all substitute words for the word pimp. Because any of them motherfucking Max hustlers, players, all that shit, them motherfuckers couldn't pimp. And they had to find a way to try to act like they could pimp. So the Mac motherfucker, sure, he talks to a bunch of bitches. He lied to them and all that damn shit. But what he don't do is get paid. He don't send them out. He can Mac. He got conversation, blah, blah, blah. So same with the player. But believe me, the Mac
right.
and the player tried pimping. But it
right.
wasn't phone. But them motherfuckers
right.
they just motherfucking couldn't do it. Go ahead, Tay.
Right, you got it, bud. That's what I was gonna say. You know,
a Mac,
he gonna try to talk a bitch out some money. He gonna try to trick a bitch out some money. A Mac gonna try to lie a bitch out some money. He stay sharp and all that. He put on the appearances of a pimp, but he couldn't pimp a pimp all on a pimp's ass because a pimp. Gonna get inside a bitch's head. A pimp gonna send a bitch to get his money. He ain't telling a bitch no lies. He ain't using no trickery on no bitch. He using straight game and conversation from his mind. See, he gonna mind fuck the bitch before he body fuck the bitch. But a Mac, he gonna fuck the bitch first. Cause he think that's his quickest way to get them little twos and fews. So that's my opinion of the difference, bud.
Hey, and you're right. Go ahead, man. Nigga, I love this shit, man. You better get a lot of questions. What's another one?
Okay, the next question is, it's over here. I got to go to my phone. Oh, okay, so I'm looking right here. Some of these motherfuckers, I have to really go past.
Hey, don't pass none of them, man. We gonna answer all them motherfuckers.
Okay, it says, what qualities do a pimp have to knock another pimp? Or what qualities does a pimp have to have to knock another pimp?
Hey, no matter how money that guy, no matter how much many clothes that nigga got to be white around the mouth and as hungry as hell. That's what I'm saying. He got to be hungry in the Timberwolves, white around the mouth and Al Joseph. That's what I need, man. Like, shit. You got to always be that, man. I mean, qualities, man. Bitches choose. And Tay, how many bitches left you choosing and chose up? They always choose down. So what I'm saying is, when you just touch on a bitch, you understand, and the bitch is choosing from you, then, of course, you know, you can look at it how you want, but it's really the bitch choosing down because the nigga she chooses ain't going to be nothing like you. Now, when you get to the position to where you knock niggas, it can actually be going up. But choosing up, I mean, you know, that happens. Matter of fact, it's 50-50 as far as that bitches choose up or down. But what I'm saying is when a bitch chooses, 9 out of 10 times she chooses down. When you knock a bitch, when the bitch gets you and you sharper than the motherfucker that was with her, what you have to possess is the ability to subtly show this bitch how sharp you are. By how you live, how you talk, how the way you make the convenience of getting to work, that you ain't got to go out your way to do shit. All them bitches know what to do, blah, blah, blah. You know, you show her and that locks her, okay? Tay, you there?
Yeah, I mean, oh, man, this motherfucker, that, I don't know if it's your connection or my connection.
I'm
going to
be my connection, nigga. Ain't you on motherfucking Skype?
I'm on Skype, man. Hey, Bud, this is a good question right here. Why do some hoes love pity pimps? You know what a pity pimp is, Bud?
No, what is a pity pimp?
I guess a pity pimp is a a pimp that these hoes be walking the streets on the track day in, day out, then they know this motherfucker don't have no hoes. So, you know, some hoes like to choose a motherfucker so they can feel good with themselves by bringing him up.
Okay.
So,
yeah, a pity pimp is one of the beat walkers.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. All
right.
Okay. So the question is, why do some hoes choose pity pimp? And I would say, because them hoes is really weak and scared, and not scared, but little punks, and they don't want to be in no stable. So they figure if they catch this pimp that's holeless and doless right now, that they got action at making him shine and being with him all by themselves. That's what I think. Now, I could be wrong, but I think that's what they
let them be thinking. You're right, except for one thing. I know for a fact, and you'll agree, the bitch is, you know, don't want to be around no bunch of hoes, want to try to be the one to make a motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. But that beat walker, if he ain't got the right shit to say out of his motherfucking mouth, she ain't going to fuck with him.
That's right, bud.
He's going to have to say something to make her think he's salvageable. If she pays him, you know, he'll be proper, blah, blah, blah. She ain't going to just fuck with a nigga because he ain't got no bitch. Go ahead, Tay.
Yeah, you're right, bud. You know what, bud? That's why two heads better than one, bud. I didn't even think about that part of it, nigga. You right. I really didn't think about that, bud. If that motherfucker walking, a beat-walking motherfucker, you know, hollering at these different hoes, you right, bud. If he ain't got nothing slick to say to that bitch to make that bitch think that her time and her money is worth bringing this nigga up, you right. He gonna remain a beat walking motherfucker, man. You know?
And nigga, we seen motherfuckers like that for years on Sunset, nigga.
He just walking, didn't catch no bitch, man. Damn. Bud, do that mean that it wasn't in him?
Well, yeah, it means it wasn't in him. Because, hey, Tay. It might have been in them because they stayed down, but they just never got it. Hey, they didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? It never clicked. Besides it being in you, it has to click. So you can do what the fuck you're talking or thinking. Okay, go ahead, man.
Well, bud, okay. The next question is, let me see, man. But I told you I had to weed through these motherfuckers. Next question is, should you notice, what the hell? Should you notice other qualities in pimps?
Hell, huh? Fucking nigga.
You damn right. You better. Shit.
Yeah.
Go on, bud.
Tay, that question means this dude is inferior. He believes he's inferior. Otherwise,
he believes.
Tay, I ain't gonna be complimenting on another dude. You know that kind of shit, nigga.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Tay, you got this motherfucking peach suit on with this peach tie and haberdashery and some gaiters, you know, and socks and all this fucking shit to match. And you smiling like a motherfucker jeweled up. I ain't talking about I know you. You could be a nigga that in some town I just came to. But I can recognize him. I'm going to say, goddamn, nigga, you fly as a motherfucker, man.
Exactly.
We might get to talking. Hell yeah, you're supposed to notice that shit. And when you let a motherfucker know you notice it, it makes you show that you are not insecure.
That's right. That's right, bud. You're exactly right. Because it's like this right here. You can think to yourself, shit, I might not be the best pimp in the motherfucking world, but can't no other motherfucking pimp out-pimp me. See? That's how a motherfucker got to think, man. Shit, man. Got to have that confidence.
Shit, Ted, we got a call. Hold on. 347.
Yeah, I can hear you. Good. Excuse me. I got a question. Yeah, I got a question for both of you. Why do I get more action when I'm not looking for it than when I am?
That ain't the hard question. You get more action when you ain't looking for it because you being goddamn self when you ain't looking for it. When you looking for it, you put on some kind of fake ass persona that bitches can see through and they don't want to fuck with you. My motherfucker that come to my motherfucking school learned that from Jump Street. All you motherfuckers lying to yourself. When you ain't looking for no bitch, you ain't putting on no fake airs or nothing. You just being you. And I can tell the motherfuckers, that's bitch. You, not the bullshit. Okay?
And bitches notice that. A bitch can see or tell when a motherfucker got that self-confidence in itself. Because me personally, I like to make a bitch think that I think that my shit don't stink. Because I know that bitch thinks, I know she feels the same way about her damn self. Shit.
Uh-huh.
Say, I don't like to make them think that. I like to make them know that motherfucking shit. My shit don't stink. Hey, and you want me to prove? I ate some motherfucking cherry incense this motherfucking morning. So my shit smells like cherry. Anything else,
347? Nah, that's sad, but that was true, Rosebud. You killed, both of y'all killed the bud. You really killed it with the first shit you said was visually see that you acting, you doing little things to kind of catch their attention. They pick up on that. When you wank,
you
being natural, right? That's the best.
Yeah. Hey, baby. Say, go ahead.
No, go ahead, bud. No, I said he right. They do pick up on that. Because what I'm saying is that you got to be able to see that she pick up on it. It don't do you no good to get action and you don't see it. Because then you're just defeating your purpose. You got to be looking for it. You got to see. You got to know when you're getting action.
Nigga, you sound like a motherfucker. You sound like a student, nigga. Or no. You sound like a motherfucker. You sound like an instructor at SWU, nigga. A lot of motherfuckers be talking that goddamn shit and talking in and out of action in less than a minute. If you don't see the bitch that said something that you can actually capitalize on, then you just wasting your time because the bitch gonna see you didn't see it too. She gonna say, "Oh, this nigga ain't even sharp, man."
Hey,
so the bitch tell me this morning. No, I really ain't got time. I gotta go cook breakfast get breakfast for my daughter and do something. Then I said, all right. And then the bitch said, well, she said, how long is that gonna take? Now, I could have went, I could have said some shit. I could have told the fucking wait till you cook your breakfast, come back. But I know when the bitch asks how long it's gonna take, she already want to give me the pussy. So why would I even respond? Why would I even respond? Look, come back in, let's see. That's what I told her. Then it's on the crack. Because my point is if you don't see your action, the bitch ain't going to make you take the action, Tay.
Right. That's right, bud. You're exactly right. That's why I stress that, you know, that you got to see that you got to see the action. Because me, if I see any slight of action, well, fuck it. Yeah, I ain't got no action. I'm going to walk up to the bitch anyway. If I don't get no action, I'm going to walk up to the bitch. All she can do is tell me no. So, I got a man. Oh, I'm not interested. Okay, all right. I see you around, and I'm gone. Shit. Then I'm going to the next bitch. So, I'm a little different. I'm making my action. If I don't get no action, I'm making my action. Because when I go out, it's in my mind. I am not leaving this motherfucker without no bitch on my arm. That's the way I go into a joint.
Hey, so what constitutes your action? You say you making your action. What does it take for you to think you got action?
Bitch, look at me. If I catch her looking, you know, even for that little partial second, I'm going to turn my head away, and then I'm going to look back again. I catch that bitch trying to sneak peek again, I'm walking over to her, and I'm going to say something. I caught you looking at me, or was I mistaken? Bud, I'm going to pop it like that. Were you looking at me?
You said you going to take your action. That's you taking your action. What constitutes her giving you action?
That's what I said. What constitutes her giving me action to make me even approach her is her looking, me catching her looking at me. That shows her, shows me her.
Well, you're right about what you're saying, but no. No, the bitch looked at you because you attracted. And what I'm saying, since you on your motherfucking job, you scoping the whole room. So you saw her looking at you, and you took the action. You approached her. You didn't wait for nothing else. You approached her. Now, you don't know if you're going to get action, but you're open to take that little action you've seen by her looking at you. That's why you say, I caught you staring at me. But what constitutes her giving you action is if that bitch start talking to you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hey, that's all it takes. These motherfuckers want to ask what constitutes her giving you action. Yeah, man, when she took her bra off and show you her bra side, they want them kind of answers, nigga. The real answer is if that goddamn bitch talk to you, you got action.
That's right. That's right, bud.
Hey, nigga,
bro, you
we overtime, nigga, so goddamn it, I love this shit.
Good show, bud. Bud, what's up with Hollywood Fire? How's the pay per view going before we wrap it up, man?
Hey, I took them all down because I did something wrong and I was getting zero views. And when I looked, the motherfuckers wasn't part of the pay per view. And then what was part of the pay per view was the shit, the trailers. Man, I can't have people buying trailers. Then they'll fucking be mad at me. So I had to delete all this shit, and I got to upload everything again. Something I did wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
you're
a professor.
Hey,
you'll get it together.
You know it, nigga. Hey, you guys, we don't listen. This kind of show I love because, you know, there's no sense in us kicking it if we can't answer questions that's on your mind. Hey, what you got going, man?
Well, bud, they can hit me on my Hollywood Finest on YouTube, Hollywood Shante, or I can be hit on my IG or Facebook.
All right, you know, get at me at asrosebud.com or asrosebud@gmail.com. All right, we out, Tay. I'm